You hear the Jimi Hendrix on this show, you know it's time for our friend Joe Nocera to come around, our friend and op-ed columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Joe, good morning.
Wow, I got my own song.
How about that? I have one once in a while, too. They're not going to play it. Well, in your case, they'll play it every time, I'm sure. We're always happy to have you, Joe. So, Joe, Greece is what we're talking about. Once again, avoided default this week. Well, you know, European leaders say they've signed off on Greece's second bailout. This one's around $172 billion at a summit meeting in Brussels. Joe, Fitch says Greece has been downgraded from CCC to just plain old C, and that default is still highly likely.
I think Fitch has it pretty much right. It's sad what's going on. You know, this latest bailout, which is a huge deal and preserves for the moment at least the Eurozone and Greece's participation in the Eurozone, you know, does two things that are particularly dicey. One, it imposes yet more austerity measures on Greece that the populace is going to find, the people aren't just going to ultimately not stand for it, I think. And secondly, it makes a series of very rosy assumptions that are, in effect, required to make the mental leap that this bailout will be the last. And I think both of those things are wrongheaded, and both of those things mean that we will be back for round three at some point, unless, of course, we get, you know, an Italian bailout and our Spanish bailout ahead of it. The situation, this is a Band-Aid. That's what it is.
You say it's a Band-Aid, and some of the numbers sort of speak to that. 25% homelessness in Greece, unemployment 21%. One of the key points here, Joe, is that austerity is fine, but it cuts your ability to grow, and ultimately Greece has to grow into financial solvency. They're not able to do it right now.
Well, some would say austerity is not fine. I mean, you know, on one level, it's perfectly understandable that the Germans in particular would demand austerity because that's how they run their country. And there's something repugnant in the German sensibility to the, you know, unwillingness of Greeks to pay taxes, the retirement age of 50 or whatever it is, the sort of lax standards that, you know, have in part, without question, led to this crisis. But as my colleague Paul Krugman often has said in his column over these past months, you know, austerity can be ruinous. Because it chokes off the possibility of growth. And, you know, if you cannot grow, you will never be able to repay this debt. And that is the dilemma that not only Greece faces, but the entire Eurozone.
Does this scenario decrease the chances that Greece may ultimately drop the euro in order to help get out of this mess?
I have often said, in fact, I believe I've said it on this show, that ultimately it's the people of Greece who will decide whether they stay in the Eurozone or not. And I think the austerity measures being imposed now are going to cause the people of Greece to say, no, we're not going to do this. This is more, I mean, they have, right now, believe it or not, they have like 2 weeks or 3 weeks to legislate all these reforms, everything from privatizing certain businesses to firing inefficient tax collectors to, you know, really changing the way the society runs financially. And this is being imposed by other countries. And Greece is going to feel that its sovereignty has been taken away. And it is possible, certainly, that the people will just sort of say, all right, this is what we have to go through. But I think there's also a larger possibility that the people of Greece will say no. And once they say no, and default is inevitable and Greece's departure from the Eurozone is inevitable. And then the larger question is, can the Eurozone survive?
Can the Eurozone survive, Joe Nocera from the New York Times? But also people in the United States are asking, what's going to be the effect on us? You know, one of the virtues of these repeated bailouts, if there are any virtues, is that it might be giving us time, giving our banks time to protect themselves from contagion, from having a Greek crisis that drags down Europe, really dragged on our banks too. Is that a virtue in any way?
Yes, for us it most certainly is. Our banks are in much better shape than Europe's banks. And one of the reasons these bailouts are so necessary in Europe is because it's a backdoor bailout of their banks. Their banks are holding the sovereign debt. Their banks are the ones that would be insolvent if you know, a contagion took place in Europe. But make no mistake, we would be hurt if a Greek default led to a contagion in Europe. There's no possible way that won't affect us. It will affect us.
It would certainly.
We're not immune.
It would certainly affect American investors who, and institutional investors who have money and sovereign debt in Europe and in businesses there. Joe, I know you want to cheer about the Dow hitting 13,000 yesterday, that this is some kind of a big deal. We're out of the woods, right? Even with Greece and Europe, right? Everything's good.
No.
Really?
I don't get too excited anymore when the Dow rises, and I don't get too depressed when it goes down anymore. I mean, we are in an era of extreme volatility right now in the markets, and volatility, whether it's up volatility or down volatility, signals turmoil and uncertainty. And to me, the takeaway, to use your favorite word, is we are in a time of uncertainty, and brace yourself.
There's money to be made in uncertain markets, so there are plenty of people who are happy.
There are. For Warren Buffett and for people who really know how to invest and have the stomach for investing, that is absolutely true. For most of us, it's a sucker's game.
In the world of politics, Joe, the Dow tops 13,000. That's like a watershed, and people say it looks great for Obama. Do you buy it?
I think the stock market is going to matter less for Obama than the general economic conditions. And I think the statistic that really matters for Obama is the unemployment rate. And as long as it keeps going down, as it has been doing, it bolsters his, it more than bolsters, it really helps him a ton. Yeah. In terms of getting reelected.
Well, we're expecting plenty of volatility in the markets, Joe, and plenty of volatility probably in the unemployment numbers and the unemployment insurance numbers. That's Joe Nocera, our friend and op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times, and frequent guest who knows how to use our branding here on The Takeaway. Joe, always a pleasure, my man.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right.
Bye-bye.